But right now at 8:18 on the ticket Thursday morning with the Musers, we talk about the big summer blockbuster movie.
And that is Solo, a Star Wars story. And I think your reaction to this movie depends on how you classify yourself. Are you at the very top of the Star Wars fandom like Jer? Jer is an admitted Star Wars nerd. You had the toys growing up, right, Jer?
Still have a lot of them.
Still have a lot of them. That's very smart on your part. They're probably worth a lot. I'm sure growing up, you probably would pretend you were Han Solo.
Or Luke Skywalker.
Or Luke Skywalker, one of them. And see, when we saw the film, the first one, 1977, I will say this. While I am not the nerd that Jer is, that is still, to this day, the most magical movie experience I've ever had. Rivaled only maybe by Jaws, but I mean, that was about something that we all knew about sharks. This was something we'd never seen before with special effects. And I just remember leaving that film thinking, man, I've never seen anything like that. I saw it with C.B. Erickson. And then I went and saw it like the next week with my family. I mean, I think I watched it three or four times, and that was the first movie that I went back to like three or four times. I couldn't get enough of it. I just thought, wow, this is really cool. But we were too old at the time to like play Star Wars. You know, we were in junior high, about to be in high school.
We were.
Yeah. I thought we were.
1977.
We were 12. Mm-hmm. So we were right in that time of... Yeah, you're starting to get away from, you know, playing stuff. At least I was. And then the next year, I mean, we were teenagers that next year. We couldn't just hang out with our buddies and play Star Wars, could we?
We couldn't.
Were you still playing Star Trek?
I'm pretty sure I was.
Well, anyway, I wasn't, especially once high school started, which I guess was a couple of years later. But I still liked it, though. And, you know, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back came out. I went and saw them, but I didn't have the toys, the figurines and all that that went with it. I didn't buy Star Wars memorabilia, but I was a fan. So I'm somewhere in the middle rung, I would say, of Star Wars fandom.
So from my perspective, I was a huge Star Trek guy. And Star Trek predated Star Wars about 10 years. Star Trek came out on network television in 1966, and I started watching it in reruns in the early 70s, and I was so into Star Trek that I went to Star Trek conventions. Like, I was the ultimate Trekkie nerd.
Right.
Loved the show, never missed it, watched it every day, 4 o'clock after I came home from school. And so when Star Wars came out, I went to the theater and saw it, and I thought it was great. Very cool, because I was into any kind of space sci-fi. Mm-hmm. And the special effects were great. Yes, all of that was great. But for whatever reason, it did not grab me the way Star Trek grabbed me. And I've to this day, I can't quite pinpoint it. I just like the visual and the story of Star Trek better. Liked the exploring spaceship that was kind of our, at the time, military. And it was going out into the universe and exploring and had all these different stories and had these great characters. And it, for whatever reason, I just loved Star Trek. I liked Star Wars, but it never grabbed me. I just never thought it was that great.
Yeah, and maybe you speak for most Trekkies. I don't know if they feel like you. And maybe they saw Star Wars as a bit of a competition of, hey, there's someone on our turf now trying to do the same type of thing. Like, I felt that way when that ridiculous Battlestar Galactica came out after Star Wars. I thought, well, man, this is a cheap knockoff. So maybe there was some of that in there for you. But, yeah, I would say you're that next level of, I could kind of take it or leave it. Don't watch it. But, yeah, it was cool, I guess.
Like, I have no interest in going to see Solo.
Right. And you're at the very bottom of the...
A movie about the former goaltender of the U.S. women's national team. Who
it's not about her. It's about Han Solo.
Her cousin Han.
She had a cousin. And, it's one of those spinoff movies done by Ron Howard. I will say this as not a Star Wars nerd, somewhere in the middle of, I like Star Wars. I think it's really cool that it's been passed through to generations My kids love Star Wars. That's something we have in common. I think very few things in movies can do that. Maybe the Bond, the James Bond character, you know, has been going since the 60s, but that's a little unstable because you've had so many different characters play it. But that's still cool that you can pass things through the generations. And I will say this, that Alden Ehrenreich, is that how you say his name, who plays Han Solo?
Close enough.
I thought he was good. I thought he was believable. That someday he could look like Harrison Ford 10, 15 years down the line. Like if they would have had like Steve Buscemi play the part of Han Solo, that would have been pretty ridiculous, and I really wouldn't have believed that.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, somebody like that. Then that's no good. So that part of it was believable. It was really cool to see how Han Solo and Chewbacca met. You get to see that in this movie.
How far back does it go? Like, where does the film start with him being born?
No, not that far back.
He's like a teenager.
Yeah, older teenager, I would say 18 or 19.
I think it's about
15
years before the first Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And it goes back to his very rough upbringing, and he has always been the guy who's on the run, and this movie illustrates how on the run he really has been from a very young age. And I will say, just overall, good, not great. I thought it was good. I know it's not had the hit at the box office, the impact that a lot of people were thinking that it would, and I'm sure the producers were hoping that it would. I thought it was good, and I think it's worth seeing. I think especially for the Star Wars fan, you'll see a lot of things that I probably didn't even see. I did some reading afterwards about what his girlfriend's Akira and what she eventually turns out to be, because you see Darth Maul make an appearance at the end of this thing, which is pretty interesting.
That's a spoiler.
Sorry, that's the only one I give you.
Way to go, George.
That's the only one I give you. One thing I will say about it, I didn't necessarily like the way it was shot. I understand why when they showed the old planet that he was on, Corellia, while you would have it appear gray and dark. But I felt like the whole film just, it didn't have the feel of a Star Wars movie to me. You know, where like A New Hope offered that, where it's just this, you always talk about uniforms looking crisp. Mm-hmm. To me, there's always been a very crisp look to a Star Wars film. And I felt like this thing was almost out of focus throughout the whole thing.
That's what was cool about Rogue One. It felt like it fit right in with the new ones.
Now, maybe I'm on an island there, and maybe you needed that for just the chaos that was this time that Han Solo was going through, and that's the way you needed it shot. That was maybe my main criticism. It just didn't give me the good Star Wars feels.
It just seemed low res. Everything just seemed...
Yeah,
I don't know.
So you got that feel, too, that it wasn't didn't have the high res. But maybe that was for effect. There were some good Chewbacca scenes. There was a great musical scene where you always got to have a very weird character singing, or maybe a collection of a couple of weird characters, and you got that. So there's, you know, got my Star Wars lighter up there. A lot of Millennium Falcon time, which is awesome. But overall, I would say good, not great. What do you think, Gordo?
Yeah, that's probably about right. Good, not great. Yeah.
Did you ever have an awesome chills moment of, oh man, that's so cool because I'm such a Star Wars fan?
No, but they tried to force several of those in the movie, and they just rang. They fell flat with me. You know, the only, this is what I observed, and Jerry, you've seen it, correct?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah. So the only time you heard the Star Wars theme that I recall in the movie is when Chewbacca sits in the co-pilot seat for the first time.
Yeah, I know, and I really
that
wanted
was the
to get
only
my lighter
time
up, but I
they played the Star Wars theme.
Yeah,
and that was supposed to make me feel like, oh yeah, Star Wars, but instead it was just like, okay, I know this is supposed to be, this is they're forcing a moment here. It was a lot of forced moments in the whole thing that we're supposed to be all cheery for, and it just didn't get me.
Yeah, it didn't get me either. Like, I thought New Hope was great. I gave that great, not good. This I give good.
New Hope?
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah, the first one, absolutely.
Yeah.
The one that kicked off everything. That one was awesome.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The one that just came out a couple of years ago, which was very much like...
The Force Awakens?
The Force Awakens. There we go. Sorry. Yeah. I thought that was fit right along in with the Star Wars story. And, yeah, I had some great moments in that. But this just... A lot of chase scenes. A lot of the whole train scene I thought was ridiculous. Just an over the top action slash chase type theme that I don't know. Like you said, kind of fell flat. I know I'm painting a bleak picture here. I guess with Star Wars movies, we have really high expectations. And when you get an 85 on a movie or an 80, and you don't get great, and like, oh man, I want to go see that again just to, you know, maybe I'll pick up something else. I think I could go and not see this again.
For all of you Star Wars fans of the now 10, I believe,
There's been 10 Star Wars films, live action films.
Which one is the best?
I still love A New Hope. Now, yeah, every Star Wars diehard usually always says Empire. I didn't like Empire. Came out when I was a kid, and I thought it was dark, and that's exactly why, you know, the MacBook crowd loves it. It was dark and it was depth.
Empire might be the best movie overall, but for the most entertaining, it's Star Wars.
Absolutely. Yeah. The first Star Wars to me is self-contained. That's all you need right there.
Right.
That's beginning to end. It's just a great hero tale.
Yeah. And like I said, the first one, it was the most impactful on me seeing that for the first time. It was just awesome.
And the original Star Wars, which is A New Hope, was the parenthetical title of that. That still remains the highest grossing of all the Star Wars films. Adjusted for inflation, of course.
Right.
$1.6 billion adjusted gross for that, putting it at number two behind Gone with Wind.
Which is considered the worst?
Probably Attack of the Clones, episode
two. Yeah, any one of those in
there. Sending the clones.
Yeah, sending the clones. That was just horrible.
Yoda saying it, and it wasn't pretty.
That was when they lost me. And I really had a hard time jumping into Star Wars after Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Like the first one back after the original trilogy. All right. And then,
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm reading here, because I was wondering if George Lucas still owned the franchise. No. He sold it to Disney in 2012 for $4 billion.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're getting all these movies now, because Disney wants to keep making the movies like they did with the Marvel movies.
Okay. You see, Lucas, he was way too big a control freak on it, and that's why it took him 20-some-odd years to put out the next trilogy, and Star Wars fans felt he botched them.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
They didn't like those second three movies. Second three movies. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The second trilogy that came out.
Those weren't nearly as good, but I thought these last two, though, before the solo, I thought were really good, and I thought they did fit. But it does make you wonder, is it too much of a good thing? You know, the numbers were a little soft over the weekend.
Well, we just got one 5 months ago.
Right. Yeah.
So, that with me is part of why I haven't bothered to go see it yet. It's like, okay, I'll get to it, but I just saw one, so I don't need that fix as much.
I can't believe I've seen one before you have.
I know, I can't either.
Because, again, I'm somewhere in the middle on this thing. But, yeah, I think it's worth seeing. I think it is a movie you can take your kids to. I don't know how young you go there. What do you think the youngest could see a Star Wars movie? 7-ish, 8. It's a little scary for anybody younger than that.
Yeah, the 7-year-old will have to wait on that one.
Yeah.
They're running PG-13 now, right? So, yeah, probably better.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's some pretty strong violence in it, I guess.
But does Skateboard Man really care about Star Wars?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. My kids do.
Skateboard Man grew up on the prequels, so, you know, they're enjoying
those.
Yeah, my kids
do. They're into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just figured they'd be more into the superhero, the Marvel stuff.
Some are.
Than Star Wars.
Some are, but Star Wars still has its place. And I'm here to say the franchise is still great. This was just a good game. Mm-hmm. It was a win. It was a win, but they beat a 500 team by a touchdown in this game.
P1 Michael, who's also like me, a Star Trek fan, says Star Trek is about us, the human race. Star Wars is about a space opera. That's the main difference.
Exactly. I mean, I think that Star Trek has probably more human depth to it.
Mm-hmm.
It explores human themes.
Right.
And Star Wars is more just entertainment.
Right.
And, again, that even though this was a galaxy far, far away and a long time ago, why did they get British accents? Why is that the go-to? No matter how far away the galaxy is, you got to talk with a British accent.
Does it make it seem like a richer tale?
Yes. Well, not everyone had British accents.
A lot of them did.
Boy, that Emilia Clarke, though, I really enjoy her.
Yeah.
She plays Daenerys on Game of Thrones as well.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And the tickets on Paul Weller, is that his name? Peter Weller?
Paul in... what?
He was good as the villain, I felt. And Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. I should mention still. Woody Harrelson.
Oh, he's in the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woody Harrelson's in. I meant to mention him. He's great.
He's great in everything.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. He is.
Everything.
And you would think that he would not be great in everything because he's kind of the same. He's always Woody Harrelson.
Right. Three Billboards. He was unbelievable in that.
Yeah, he's really good in this.
Okay, that's the movie review of the big movie this summer, Solo, A Star Wars Story.